Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many believe it's more of a blessing to have money you can help other people with than always needing help financially? Well, it's a curse to always be in lack. We studied that last week. But it's a blessing to have excess. Plenty. He said, he commands his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me and my prayer to the God of my life. Now skip on down to verse 11. Well, now let me read the whole thing here. Because he was going through this. How many know the Bible said that David himself was greatly distressed? Remember that? He didn't jump into this because he felt like it. He had cried until he had no more tears. He had sorrowed until he had no more strength to cry or do anything. And it was in this condition that he initiated self-encouragement. Right? And he said, I will say to God my rock, why have you forgotten me? And why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Well, he was mourning, wasn't he? As a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me while they say daily to me, where is your God? How many know probably some of the guys that were supposed to be serving him were saying that? Where is this God you keep talking about? Here, we're supposed to be helping you serve God, and we come in here, and our family's gone, and our house is burnt to the ground. Where's he at? They're ready to kill him. And he was having to deal with his own soul. But verse 11, what did he do? Verse 11, he quit whining to God. And he started talking to who? Do you see this? He quit complaining to God and he began to talk to David. David began to talk to David and said, hey, why are you cast down, oh my soul? What's wrong with you? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. What does that mean? Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't despair. Don't cast your confidence away. It ain't all over. Hope in God. Hope. Say, yeah. No. It's not over. It is over. Look at the smoking heat. No, I don't care. Look at the bills are piled up. They cover the table. You got no money. It's over. Never say it's over. If anybody could have said it was over, they could have said it. They don't even know which way the army went that destroyed them. They don't know if any of them's alive. They don't have a house or a bed to lay down in. But he encouraged himself. He got a hold of his soul. His soul had all these feelings of sorrow and anguish. And he said, hey, soul, listen to me. God is with you. He's never failed you. He never let you down. What are you carrying on like this for? Why are you disquieted? Hope in God. How many know sometimes you got to talk to yourself? Amen. Open your mouth and talk to you. Talk to your soul. Your feelings. Your emotions. Soul. What's wrong with you? Quit this. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him. I will yet praise Him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Just a few verses later in the 43rd Psalm, what does it say? 43:5. What does it say? Why are you cast down, oh my soul? What could the soul say back to him? Because my house is burnt down. Because my dog is gone. Because all my family's gone. I don't know if they're dead, alive, being tortured. All my money, all my prosperity, all my stuff, all my respect of my men. They want to kill me. Could I give you some more reasons? How many understand that will not help you? Now listen. Beware the negative list. Beware the negative list. Don't pull out the negative list for your spouse. Well, yeah, but we got this wrong. And you didn't do that. And we don't have this. And we never had this. And then this is going to happen. What's going to happen with that? And we don't. And you start down that road and the devil will come and sit right on your shoulder. And you'll say, yeah, you forgot this. Now, you don't have that either. And you forgot this. And the list just keeps getting longer and longer. What you don't have. What you don't know. What you can't do. Do you hear that? What's it designed to do? Exactly. Until you have no hope. Till you look at that mountain of problems and needs and go, oh, God, just take me out of here. I mean, there ain't no way. But there is a way. He has a name. He is the way. How many know there? Well, you've heard it before, but it's true. There is a way. Where there doesn't seem to be a way. Right? There is. David, and he said, why are you cast down, Saul? Why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. Another way of saying hope in God is to say expect. That's why you look up the word, it literally means confident expectation. Expect. Hope in God. For I shall yet praise Him. Somebody said out loud, I shall yet praise Him. Can you praise Him in the ashes?
Yes.
Can you praise Him with all your money gone?
Yes.
Praise Him when you don't know what's going on.
Yes.
You don't know go right or left or front or back. Can you praise Him anyhow?
Yes.
When you feel like crying and you feel just like killing yourself, can you stand up and say, no. Saul, what's wrong with you? Straighten up. Saul, don't you be cast down. I will yet praise Him. Praise you, Lord. Praise you for bringing me out of this. Praise you for showing me what to do. How many, the moment you really do that from your heart, light and strength begins to flow to you from God Almighty. Go back to 1 Samuel. Ooh, glory. David encouraged himself. Didn't wait for somebody to do it for him. Did it himself. I like being able to do things myself, don't you? Don't you? I like being able to fix things myself. Figure it out myself if at all possible. Didn't, have to wait on somebody for everything. I don't have to wait for somebody to tell me and get me the victory. Oh, brother, would you pray through and get my victory? Please, I'm waiting on you. I'm hurting bad. Could y'all pray through and get me the victory? No, you ain't got to wait. You can. Encourage yourself. It works. David, 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David called Abiathar the priest. That was his preacher. He said, bring me an ephod. Because they didn't have the Holy Ghost in them like we do today. He brought him the ephod. And verse 8, David did what? Inquired at the Lord. Now get this. What's the first thing David did? He encouraged. How many, a lot of times you're not even in any shape to hear from God while you're wallowing in depression and self-pity. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Then what did he do? Don't just assume you know what to do. Ask Him. Ask, Lord, show me what to do. Shall I go? Shall I pursue after this troop? Whoever took my family? And if I do, will I catch them? Will I overtake them? Here came the word of the Lord. What did the word of the Lord say?
Pursue.
And you shall surely overtake them. That's the two things he asked. Here's the other thing too, though. How many know God likes bonuses? He said, take off after them. You will catch them. You'll catch them. And you surely overtake them and without fail recover all. He must have believed it. And he must have done some speech And he, for all them guys that are ready to kill him, he called a meeting and they came. Right? And he started talking to them and convinced them to load up and follow him. How many know you can't do that when you got no victory inside you? Ain't nobody gonna follow you. You act like you don't even know where you're going. He must have come out from the presence of God, said, men, I've heard from God. They had heard that before. And it was right. Again and again. They're wondering about this last time, but after he gave his little sermon to them, man, they buckled on their armor. They just came in from a campaign. They've cried till they got no strength. But they popped them a piece of honeycomb and some jerky or something, and they loaded the chariots, and here they went. Now, what happened? What happened? They went after him. He pursued. He and the 400 men, and we won't read all of it, but they caught him. They found a guy who was able to give them directions to where they were. How many know if you never take the first step, you don't find out about the second one? What if they hadn't left? They had no clue if they were even going in the right direction, but they just took off. And the Lord had a fellow positioned who knew right where they were, and they found out, and they overtook them. And they came up and saw them all having a big party in verse 16 because they had taken great spoil. And they fell on them. And verse 18, what did it say? And David recovered all the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. And get this, there was nothing lacking to them. Neither small or great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them, David recovered all. Why? Because he didn't quit. He didn't lay down and die. He didn't give up and despair. Can you say amen? What about us? When do you quit? When does it get so bad that you say, well, that's just no use? Never. If you have to, you encourage yourself in the Lord. You remind yourself how faithful God is, how big He is, how good He is, what He's done for you so many times. And you ask Him what to do, and then you do it. And He recovered all.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of David, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R604. That's R604, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.